Kelly Lusk's A Love Story is more a story of loves than a single tale. There's man-woman love, boy-girl love, boy-boy love, and even boy-plant love. And as the song says, they all hurt. It's part of At First Sight, the return to production of new plays by IUMFA candidates. In the neatly laid-out staging directed by Paul Daly, David Cervoni, Emily Mange, and Zach Trinkle act as a chorus. Sometimes each does comment or offer brief individual explanations, but they're at their dramatic best as the voices of a trio of puppet plants worked by Colin Landberg and Jennifer Smith. Andrea Mellos and Adam St. John are the man-woman who unite through blog sex and a fantasy that he's her dead husband. Jacob Duffy Halbleib is the abused boy and Jackie M. Ward Netsley, the hopeful girl of the boy-girl pair. There's actually a bit of a triangle here as Halbleib's plants are plenty jealous. Matt Bloom and Nick Porcararo are the boys. Lusk's play develops in more or less real time over a span of 4 days with separate individual scenes that explore the characters and their relationships. A Love Story is very much a dialogue-driven play, and especially in the second act, some speeches will probably be cut down a bit in future productions. Individual scenes complement and expand on one another. They link up in intellectually satisfying ways. In each of the pairings, there's tension, exploration, hope, some tender moments, and even some affection. I love going to the theater and the mystery of what's going to happen. It's fun to revisit a classic or to see an established piece for the first time, but a chance to see a brand new play is a special treat. Kelly Lusk's A Love Story at the Wells Metz alternates with Nathan Davis's Dontrell Who Kissed the Sea. Dontrell plays Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 2. A Love Story has its final performance Saturday at 7:30. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.